This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. There is room for optimism as Philadelphia is easing up on some COVID-related shutdowns, and there are still many virtual events to enjoy that are sponsored by institutions around the Delaware Valley. Our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton is here. Tanya, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Jennifer. Yes, indoor dining is back in Philadelphia to the relief of the restaurant community and those of us who love to eat, and that's all of us. It's still limited capacity, and if your favorite restaurant table was hard to get before, well, it's going to be even harder now, so plan ahead, make those reservations, and just keep in mind that it's going to be a while before spontaneity returns to dining.
Yeah, well, let's keep the focus on restaurants for a moment, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I've got something new that I think people will enjoy. The folks who do Parks on Tap just announced their first Parks pop-up at the Horticultural Center Arboretum in Fairmont Park. It is indoors, and when weather permits, there will be outdoor dining as well. Four to a table for now, and you do need reservations, but a nice new dining option, and it gets started on Friday.
Tanya, art is another powerful way to feed the soul.
And to that end, there are some new exhibits opening this week.
That's really great news.
The Pennsylvania Museum of Fine Arts is opening an exhibit on Friday called Taking Space, Contemporary Women Artists and the Politics of Scale. That's featuring art by more than 50 women. And at the Penn Museum, there's a unique exhibit called Invisible Beauty that takes you behind the scenes to show how technology and science work together. That opened this week, and it runs through June.
Oh, that's something to check out before it moves on, for sure.
And I have something else you should appreciate as a Delawarean.
Oh, what's that?
City Fest in Wilmington, which aims to evolve the city's cultural offerings, hosts a Clifford Brown year-round festival.
Yeah, he is the classic jazz trumpeter who was born in Wilmington. Oh, he died young, as I remember. He left a lot of great music behind.
Yeah, he tragically died in a car crash at 25, but had about 4 years worth of music already done. The festival is normally one of the largest free jazz festivals in the country, but it's gone virtual this year with a new performance scheduled every month. On Friday, the Italian trio Ipcontrio, all the way from Salerno, Italy, is playing to a virtual audience. Tickets are $10.
I know it's going to be a little chilly this weekend, but I still like to get outside. I see a lot of people outside. Anything for folks like us this weekend?
Well, if you want to spend some quality time with the kids or are looking for a unique date, the Schuylkill Center for Environmental Education's Visitor Center is giving out Nature Explorer kits between 10 and noon on Saturday.
I wonder if those kits will even last until noontime. That's going to be very popular.
I would say assume they won't, so get there early. Now, there are tools in the kit to complete a self-guided tour, and this weekend's theme is movement and sunlight, so hopefully there'll be a little bit of both. The center is in Valley Green, absolutely one of my favorite places in the city, so I might see you there. But now, don't go up there acting like shoppers on Black Friday. I'm sure if you miss out on a kit, the staff there can give you some tips on exploring the area.
That's funny, Tanya. Let's hope people are as enthused about our beautiful parks as they are about shopping the sales rack, right? Well, have a great weekend.
Jennifer, you do the same. And for all the details on what we discussed and more, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do.